Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Financial Talk. I'm your host, Eugene Bias, coming to you live. I want to say a pleasant good evening to everyone, and I hope everyone has been having a splendid week. I'm going to give a special shout-out to my callers, visitors from across the world, across the globe. This evening is a very different evening because we're going to speak more about protection and how do we protect our family for the future. Today in our show, we have a number of things that we will be covering. Last week, I want to apologize to the people on Facebook. I know that a few of you are very disappointed that you didn't get your message or your points across, your questions. You asked me a number of questions, of which I answered in my responses. It is very important that I do that, and I enjoy responding to you. So keep the questions coming, and I will keep answering. Okay? Today we're looking at a couple of things that's going on in the industry. Last week we covered a number of things, basically current affairs, and what is happening in the industry and investments, your options and choices that you have available to you. This week, we're going to look at some more options and some more choices that are available to you, and hopefully it will shed some light on what you would like to do. If you make that decision going forward as to where you would like to be in the financial world and how it will be helpful for you, okay? We need to look at a couple of things. We have a diverse amount of topics, and I'm looking to get through most of the topics, if not all the topics tonight. But tonight is a continuation from last Tuesday, and I hope that you guys find great pleasure in listening and understanding. Take your books out, to get your pens out, and let's dig right into it. As you guys know, that I enjoy no other pleasure but digging right in and letting us have a feel and an understanding for what's available for us, because I believe in an educated consumer. So without further ado, okay, we'll get right into why we're here, on what we're doing. I'm here to educate you on financial literacy. Now, weeks gone by, we spoke about the number of schools, educational facilities that find it best to have financial education as part of the curriculum, even in mainstay high schools in some states across the country, the United States. It's very important that we look at that because things are becoming more and more available to us. But things being resources being more and more available to us, consider how we're going to use it and what we're going to use it for. In doing so, we need to have certain protection, certain understanding of protection. So, like myself, as a financial advisor, you can call upon me and I can give you good sound advice and help you make the best decision that you can. Now, we spoke about CDs, we spoke about IRAs, we spoke about Roth IRAs, we spoke about a number of things over the weeks and months that we've been doing this. But one of the things that we don't get to cover, and it's very, very important, and a very good friend of mine have brought it to my attention, that what we don't do is take care of. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time. And when we talk about home, one of the things that we don't talk about or we didn't talk about or haven't talked about is mortgage. Mortgage is very important. To be a homeowner is a privilege because not everybody have what it takes. Okay? Buying a home is a major financial commitment. You are tied in for 30 years, a mortgage commitment. And in that mortgage commitment, you have to understand that you have to choose your payment, okay? There's 15 years mortgage, there's younger mortgages than 30 years. But I like to stay on the general consensus of 30 years, okay? A 30-year mortgage payment can be very healthy mortgage payment, but a 15-year mortgage payment, which is half the time, of course, will increase your payment and give you half of the headache of carrying for 30 years. But yet at the same time, your payment increases at 15 years. When you take out a 30-year mortgage, okay? So what happens to your home if you suddenly die or become disabled to work? What happens to your home if you suddenly die or become disabled to your home? Do you go into foreclosure? What protection are there available for you? And these are the things that we need to talk about or we need to understand. So in the first hour of our segment, we're going to spend a lot of time on protection, okay? Protection, financial protection. There's a number of different financial protections that are available to us out there in the industry and in the world, okay? And we need to utilize it where it's available, okay? It's called, for short, MPI, Mortgage Protection Insurance. Mortgage Protection Insurance, okay? Now, what is mortgage protection insurance? Okay? Why you need mortgage protection insurance? Mortgage protection insurance is like it's a life insurance. It's a life insurance and depends on the value of that life insurance. Depends on the value of that life insurance. It can cover your mortgage and your final expenses when you expire. We speak about wills. We speak about probate, okay? With a mortgage protection insurance, your house is paid off if you take up sufficient insurance to cover that. And we have to look at what we're doing in order to do that. Mortgage protection insurance also give us the understanding that the mortgage will be paid, and our loved ones will be able to inherit our investment at the beginning. So it's very important that that element is covered in our life, in our investment. But yet at the same time, what if we become disabled and unable to work? Well, in this day and age, the new policies that are issued, and I've said this multiple times, covers critical, chronic, and terminal illnesses. When we look at these things, it's very important that we take into consideration that we can get sick. We become disabled. Mortgage protection insurer can help family cover under circumstances. Okay? Can have your family cover your expenses under circumstances, help you while you're alive. It can avoid foreclosure. If you're no longer able to work and pay your mortgage. So this is another protection that's in place, that's there, that a lot of people doesn't capitalize on. And of course, if you call me, I can help you with that. Because it's very, very important that we know that mortgage protection works not only for death, but it also works if you become disabled. So tonight we're going to go over some key elements here. Life insurance versus mortgage protection. We have to look at the policies and its benefits. There's a number of things that we will go over tonight with this. And I hope that you guys stay with me as we go through this in our show. And we get a clearer understanding. Because when you die, your mortgage is paid in full, paid off in full. I agree. You need to have that legacy protected. And in protecting that legacy, okay, you want to make sure you have things in place. Now, mortgage protection insurance is no more expensive or no more cheaper than a regular life insurance. The only difference between a mortgage protection insurance and a life insurance is that you have allocated that sum of money to cover your mortgage should you expire or should you become sick or disabled. You can now engage the insurance company to cover your mortgage. Okay? So most policies generally will pay out when the policyholder dies. But there are still some policies out there that has the disability element of it that we need to take into consideration. Okay? So let's look at life insurance versus mortgage protection insurance, key similarities and difference. Well, let me start with the first thing. The policy beneficiaries are the people that you choose. Okay? The beneficiaries is how you dictate it. So if you dictate it to be your mortgage company to be paid when you die, that's where the money goes. If you dictate it to go to your beneficiaries individually, your children, your grandchildren, your mother, your brother, your sister, whoever you feel that's going to be responsible for your loved ones or your dependents, that's where the money go once you die. Your family see a lump sum of cash that covers this, okay, coming from the insurance policy. So the good thing is, let's say, for argument's sake, you call me up. You says, Jane, I need a mortgage protection insurance. I'd write you a policy. At that time of taking out the policy, we'll determine what we want to do in terms of the policy. Do we want to name your spouse? Do we want to name your mortgage company? What would we like to do in order to cover that policy? But equally so, the beneficiary have a duty to you, okay? Because when you make your premium payment, you're understanding that the policy is going to pay. And you dictate how you want the policy to pay. Do you want to pay all the mortgage, some of the mortgage, most of the mortgage? You know, do you have extra there? Is it a level term policy? You know, we look at many different factors in the insurance industry that's available to you. So it's very clear that we need to sit and talk about benefactors and how you want it to be worked. A mortgage protection insurance, generally, the general consensus of mortgage protection insurance is to pay at death. Okay? Once you die, that's when the mortgage protection insurance usually pay, at death, okay? Many policies agree to cover the remaining term of your mortgage, okay? But that varies from insurance to insurance company, insurers, okay? We need to also know that we have to keep up with our premium. We have to keep with our premium to keep coverage current and ensure your protection, okay? Same as a life insurance policy, you got to make sure that you have your premiums up to date, okay? So we need to make sure that we do that. If you die during the term of the policy provider will pay out the death benefit that cover a set number of mortgage payments, okay? They'll pay out the debt benefits towards it, similar to a life insurance, but except that it pays out towards the mortgage versus paying out the debt benefit to an individual, and that's it as they go along. They'll make that decision, okay? The beneficiary of a mortgage protection policy isn't typically your family. Generally, it's your mortgage company. But we're looking at, you have options today. And utilizing your options are very clear as to what you can do and not do. Okay? If you die, your family would get a check for the mortgage company, okay? And this type of insurance is typically a term insurance, because a mortgage is for a term, a specific term, whether it's a 15-year mortgage or a 30-year mortgage. So for the specific term of the policy, it is very important that we understand that if we take out a term policy, it's what it is, term. So let's get into that a little bit. Term. By having a term policy, we don't have a whole-of-life policy. So we don't have the benefits of a whole-of-life policy. The mortgage ends in 30 years. You live 30 years and one day. There is no payout. You have a 15-year term, and you live for 20 years. There is no payout. So, again, we need to look and understand what we're doing. That's why we spoke about lathering, different policies, term policies, whole life policies, some IUL policies, you know, different flavors in your protection for your financial legacy. By doing that, you have different things that will come due and expire and other things that will continue to run. Okay, so basically, you must understand what you have in that policy, okay? Term policy, instead of the money going directly to your lender, you will receive a lump sum payment. Lump sum payment on your term insurance policy, your family, who's the beneficiary? Can spend that money however they pleases, okay? That's something else you need to take into consideration, because you're the boss. You dictate the usage of the money. How would you like it to be spent? Do you want the mortgage to be paid off, or do you want them to use the money? You want them to pay for other things. You know, you might take out a level term policy. You buy a $300,000 house, and you take out a $350,000 policy just to play with numbers. $50,000 is for your final expense. $300,000 to pay off your mortgage. Very simple. Great. The question is, do you want me to bring a check, hand it over to your family, and they deal with, or they make that decision? How do you feel about it? What's the best decision you think your family would make in this situation? So you need to think about it. You need to have your hands on in planning this. And when we sit down to talk, this is what we'll be talking about on as to how you want it to be handled. Okay? Just remember, I want everyone to remember, every homeowner think this is a good thing. Every homeowner think it's a good thing. But it can be hard to budget for a massive payout. Even then, mortgage protection insurance guaranteed that the money will go towards keeping your family in the home. It will go to keeping your family in the home. That does not mean that your family don't have other dependencies or other needs, okay, such as other bills that you may leave behind, okay, your final expenses, property taxes. These are things we need to take into consideration, okay, because, yes, we have a policy to cover the mortgage. What happened to the taxes on the property? Okay, protection, protection, protection. Where is the protection for the taxes of the property? Okay, so again, we're back to the conversation of lathering. We can buy term policy for cheap, very reasonable, by giving me a call. I can show you how to do that. But yet at the same time, we need more. Okay, what happened to the taxes on the property? What happened to the utilities on the property? What happened to basic repairs on the property and upkeep of the property? These are things we have to take into consideration because it happens. Life happens. What do we do then? Where is it? Your loved ones, your dependents, finding that money to take care of that property? Well, there's different funds. There's different ways we can save towards it and put money towards it. Okay? We can look at future costs. We can dictate. Well, the term policy pays out this at this time upon expiration, and this money is to cover X, Y, and Z. This policy is to cover this, that, and that, and it's all spelled out in your will, your last will and testament. Okay? So everyone have a clear understanding as to what your thoughts are when taking out multiple policies as a homeowner. If you're looking for insurance coverage beyond your mortgage, okay, you want to be able to have more coverage with other companies. Okay, you want to make sure you have more coverage with other companies because it's very important, okay, that you know that. Okay, you need to also, secondly, the acceptance rate and insurance premium. Now, I know that someone brought it to my attention that mortgage companies are giving out mortgages for 65 and 70 and 75-year-old people and beyond. The risk is high. But what I advise all my clients is to pass that risk onto the insurance company. Pass the risk onto the insurance company. And then it gives your beneficiaries that peace of mind. Okay? Some of us is what we call late starters in the business. Okay? We didn't invest early. We didn't do things when we were relatively young. So we wind up in our later stages of life with some expenses. Great. Okay. Some mortgage protection policies have a guaranteed acceptance element in it. Guaranteed acceptance. And I can share those with you when you call me and I'm teaching you. We're going over it. When you buy term insurance policy, the cost each one depends on the factors of your health and occupation. Your health and your occupation. Okay? You can skip the underwriting process with an MI policy. Okay, you can skip down the write-in process with such a policy, okay? But it's very important that we understand you don't typically have to submit a medical examination. You don't typically have to submit a medical examination when you're having one of these policies. Equally so, we need to be sure that on our application, we disclose everything on our mortgage protection application. Very, very important, because you don't want, in case of a loss, you don't want them not to pay because you failed to disclose, okay? Then there's something called return a premium. They'll just return your premium to your family with the interest paid. So what you want to do is be totally honest, and I know why I'm saying this and stressing this, because it's very, very important that we have this in place, okay? Then the next thing is, if you are sick or work in a dangerous or high risk, what's from a high risk category of work, your policy will generally be higher. Your policy will generally be higher. Okay? So we need to know that. All right? It also means that the average mortgage protection insurance premium is higher than a life insurance at the same balance. Okay? Now, I need you guys to take a moment and think about that, because it's very important that you understand where you are with the decisions that you're making. You're taking out a policy for a specific reason, for a specific period of time, being a term policy. But by having that term policy, you need to make sure that it's doing what you want it to do. Mortgage protection insurance is very, 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 very nice, but it comes with certain benefits, as well as it comes with certain drawbacks. And what we need to do is to be very careful as to how we set up a mortgage protection insurance, okay? So not only that your policy is high, they look at the risk factor of your job, and they look at any illnesses that you have. For adults with good health who works in a low-risk job, that means you will pay less for the same amount of coverage. So not because a person is paying X amount for their coverage, you will pay the same thing for your coverage, given the same age or doing the same or similar job. There's a risk factor, because you transform the risk as a policyholder. You're transferring the risk from yourself to the insurance company. And the company need to accept that risk. And in order to accept that risk, they need to make sure that you are passing the risk in a like-for-like category for them to accept. The last difference between mortgage protection insurance and a traditional life insurance lies in the regulation involved, okay? Mortgage protection has several strings attached that can change your benefit. Strings attached to it, okay? Most policies include a clause that the balance of your debt benefit follow the balance of your mortgage. So most, not all, most. Okay? So you need to know where you need to be. Again, we talk about laddering. we can look at a policy, because more you pay down the policy is less the premium. But understand this. The older you get, is more premium you have to pay. Then life happens. The big ones come. The diabetes, the high blood pressure, the heart attack, you guys know, the terminal stuff comes along as you get older. Okay? The risk factor becomes higher, and the insurance company looks at that. Okay? The clause that your state at the balance of your mortgage, okay, follows a death benefit. You'll no longer have to make payment on the loan. Yeah? The lower your outstanding benefit is, the lower your premium. The longer you hold your policy, the less value your policy has. Okay? So your house gets more value the longer you hold the policy, but your mortgage goes down. So it's a sliding scale. It's a mortgage protection. It's there to protect the mortgage, the outstanding balance of the mortgage, plus a debt benefit. Plus a debt benefit. Okay? Key difference between a mortgage protection insurance and a life insurance, it's called life. It's very simple. It's a life insurance policy. The value does not go down. The face value of that policy does not go down. Your payment remains the same until the end of the policy, age 100. Okay? That's the difference. Okay? It does not, your premium never goes up. It remains the same. A level term policies. No, there are not only level term policies in the industry, and that's available to you, but I like level term policies because level term do the job that I think that we can budget with it, we can put things in place so we can have, a handle on our life. It's very important to know also that we need to think about what are we covering, who we're covering, who we're protecting, who our families are, which family member we're going to leave as our administrator, as it would be. I need everyone to take that into consideration between a mortgage protection insurance and a life insurance, okay? You never have too much insurance. You never have too much insurance. Everyone does not have enough insurance. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You never have too much insurance. You never have too much insurance. Everyone have too little bit of an insurance to cover their expenses and to protect their loved ones. Everyone. I say that without any reservation to anyone, because it's a natural fact. It's a natural fact. So we need to keep our eyes on what's out there. People are not aware of the changes in the industry and what is going on. There's a number of changes that's happening in the industry that we need to be sensitive about. We need to give a lot of thought to, because insurance policies at this time are paying higher interest in your savings. So do you need an IUL policy? I think everyone should have an IUL policy, okay, to protect their loved one. It also provides a saving. That's in a whole life situation. Does that stop you from having a term policy? No. Okay? So we need to look at that. Many companies that sell mortgage protection insurance, they have strict rules as to limit. Again, lathering comes into play. If this policy is for life, for the mortgage protection, it is for mortgage protection. Many companies have specs where they say, no one tells you this. After you buy a house, you have 24 months to buy mortgage protection insurance. The 25th month after, you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to. It's not available for you. Okay? So if you want it or decide that it's something you need to protect your family, then you have a problem. Because the people that covers the issue the policy no longer able to carry you. However, some companies may allow you up to 5 years after you close on your loan. Up to 5 years after you close on the loan. Okay, some companies, there are a few, not a lot. Okay, you have an open market to buy mortgage protection insurance as soon as you close. But that market starts to dwindle after the 24-month mark. But there's companies out there that goes up to 5 years that I know about. Bear in mind, mortgage protection insurance is not mandatory. It's not like PMI. And we'll talk about PMI in a minute. It's not like PMI, private mortgage insurance. We're going to get to that in just one moment. So I'm giving you this information so everyone understands what they're up against. Now, a mortgage company that's writing or issuing mortgage protection insurance, okay, mortgage protection insurance, can deny you coverage based on your age. Because they're saying homeowners are more likely to receive a payout than younger ones. So the older you are, it's less of an advantage you have to get mortgage protection insurance. And that's something we need to take into consideration. When do we get it? How long after do we get it? What do we want to do to protect it? Okay? It's very, very important that we look at that. And again, by calling me, we can sit down and look at stuff like this and put things in place. Okay? And like I said before, mortgage insurance is not a requirement. It's an option to protect your family. Mortgage protection insurance is not a requirement. No matter which type of loan you choose, which is FHA, VA, conventional, whatever loan you choose, you can buy a home without paying for mortgage protection insurance. I need everybody to be clear. It's not mandatory to have it. Like, it's not mandatory to have life insurance. It's not mandatory. But it's a way of planning ahead and protecting your family. Should you expire, the people that depends on you, okay, it's protecting them. Most lenders do recommend a policy, but it's completely up to you whether you want to buy that policy. Okay? My suggestion to everyone on Block Talk Radio, on Facebook, or any other medium that's hearing me today, I feel that you should, it's my opinion, I have done it for myself. I advise all my friends and family to do it. You should have mortgage protection insurance. Okay. Now, there is private mortgage insurance. Private mortgage insurance. We're talking about protection, financial protection tonight. And this is where I get a bit emotional about protection. And this is why I have these shows. Because private mortgage insurance, what it is, what it covers, what is it designed to do? Well, it's very simple. In today's day and age, you can buy a house with 3.5% down. The other 96.5% can come from a lender. The lender who lends you the money, because they allow you to put down such a low down payment, and any down payment less than 20% is subject to private mortgage insurance. It protects the lender, not you, the borrower, the lender. It safeguards, it's a type of protection that safeguards the owner of your home loan, not the homeowner. Please, listen to me. PMI, private mortgage insurance, protects and safeguards your home loan if you stop paying your mortgage loan. If you stop paying your mortgage loan, PMI kicks in. The lender gets their money. Whether you like it or not, the lender gets their money. The reason why I'm stressing on this is because people say, why do I have to take out mortgage protection insurance? Won't you like to be protected the same way the lender is protected? Keep in mind there are different types of mortgage insurance. Mortgage protection insurance is not the same thing as mortgage protection, private mortgage insurance. Private mortgage insurance only protects the lender. Many homeowners assume that the PMI will cover their mortgage payment when they die. Wrong. It only covers the lender. The lender gets the coverage. You don't get anything. Your family don't get anything. So this assumption that you're paying PMI will cover you when you die is incorrect. As the borrower, PMI, private mortgage insurance, does not give you any protection. Any protection. You're not protected at all. Only the lender. So if the lender is charging you for PMI, why don't you get MPI, Mortgage Protection Insurance, to protect you and your loved ones? If you can't pay your mortgage and you have PMI, your home will likely it's still going to go into foreclosure because the insurance company needs to recover. It doesn't stop foreclosure. It just delays the process, which is shifting the liability from you to now the insurance company. When you take a mortgage loan, a conventional loan, with less than 20%, you have to pay private mortgage insurance. Now, do you pay it forever? No. But in today, this day and age, how long it takes you to pay down 20% of your principal? Because when you pay down 20% of your principal, you're no longer required to have private mortgage insurance. 20%. So we need to think about this. We need to know what we're getting involving. We need to be sure that we're making the right decision when we're taking out insurance. We need to make sure that we're protected. Okay? Now there's another one. Mortgage protection insurance versus FHA mortgage insurance. Yeah, we're protecting our family. We're looking at mortgages and what's available. Understand, mortgage protection insurance is also not the same as FHA mortgage insurance. It's not the same. So if you take an FHA loan for 97%, when you take an FHA loan, you must pay both an upfront mortgage premium, mortgage insurance premium, and a monthly premium, like PMI. FHA insurance payment protect the lender against default on mortgage. The lender, again, is protected. However, FHA mortgage insurance afford you no protection as a homeowner. So again, another insurance that is mandatory for you to pay that comes with no protection for you. But we all want to be homeowners. We all want to be homeowners. But where is our protection? And these are things that we need to look at in protecting our family, in looking to leave a financial legacy. So don't think that because you take out a mortgage and you see FHA mortgage insurance, you're protected. You're not. You see PMI, private mortgage insurance, you think you're protected. Should you lose your job, you're not. There's no protection for the homeowner. But yet, you got to pay the premium. It's the price of doing business. And that's something that we need to discuss in great detail. The price of doing business. Because for many people, they don't understand what they're up against. Okay? They don't understand what they're up against. And tonight, I'm here to help everyone. And please, I'm begging everyone to listen to me carefully and get a clear understanding. Okay? If you're not sure of what you're hearing and you need clarity, give me a call. Give me a call. We will have my information, my contact details play in a few minutes. Get a pen and paper handy. And I can walk you through these things, help you through these issues, because it becomes a crisis when you most need it. But doesn't mean that you have the resources to deal with it at that time, because your life changed. You have health issues. There's a number of crises that can come into play that make you not able to have or be able to afford it. You're getting older every day. What happens to you and affordability at that time? What the insurance look at, one of the things that's a key element to protecting your investment, is age, then health, your job. So we need to think about this and look at it. Regardless if your loan has PMI or FHA insurance, is it a PMI or FHA insurance? It can be a good idea to buy mortgage protection insurance. If you can't afford a traditional life insurance, and want to ensure your home goes to your heirs, they will have an opportunity to take over the payment. But it's not easy to budget for a cost you're not expecting. Okay? So we need to have these protections in place for our family. Some says, how long do I have mortgage protection insurance? This is the thing. If you buy mortgage protection insurance, you will continue to pay a monthly premium for the duration of the policy term. Your insurance company can cancel your benefit if you stop making premium payments. Like all other insurance or most other types of insurance, you're free to cancel at any time. However, keep in mind that you wouldn't get any money back that you paid for your policy when you cancel. Money paid for a policy does not get returned. What gets returned usually is money saved in a policy. That is why in the beginning I talk about having a policy with a savings element, because life happens. You may not be able to pay a policy for a month or two. The savings element of that whole life policy keeps that premium up until you get back on your feet. You re-strategize your budget, okay? So these are the things that are hitting you in the face time and again, and we need to talk about. Okay? Now, where do you buy a mortgage protection insurance? It's very simple. Call me, and I will advise you, teach you, and show you what's available to you. You will have the protection that you need and what else that needs to be covered. I mean, we have to pay insurance for our cars, but we don't have to pay insurance to cover the repairs of our cars. Mortgage protection insurance is not something that I take very lightly, because it's protecting our investment. It allows us to protect our investment so that we can have what we need. It is also important that we understand that when you close on a mortgage, when you close on your loan, your lender is protected. Always remember that. Your lender is protected. Why shouldn't you? Through private insurance companies that specialize in mortgage protection policies, there are specific companies that I will access on your behalf as a broker. Okay? Depending on your state. And I'm licensed in many states. And if you call me, I'll be able to help you. And if I am not able to help you because I'm not licensed in that state, I will refer you to someone who's licensed in that state to help you. Many insurance companies offer life insurance that also offer mortgage protection insurance. If you have any type of life insurance, you might want to also think about bundling your coverage. Okay? And that's something that we will talk about, bundling and lathering, in the weeks to come. Okay? Because no matter where you decide to buy your mortgage protection insurance, you should make finding a policy your first priority after you close on your loan. Most insurance providers have a limited window, which we discussed, in which you can buy a policy 24 months or 56 months. But if you miss that window of opportunity, you may not be able to buy mortgage protection ever again. Ever again. If you already closed on your loan and no longer qualify, you're outside the window, give me a call. There is something else that you can do, that we can do to get you covered. You can get coverage even if you're outside the window. Okay? I can get you a lovely term policy to cover you outside the window. Okay? Getting a mortgage protection insurance has a few different factors. Insurance companies will explain and examine your application, the balance of your mortgage, and how much time you have left on your loan. As with a traditional life insurance, they will also take your age, your job, and your overall risk level into consideration. Though you can expect to pay under bare bone $50 or so a month for mortgage protection insurance. Mortgage protection, it's worth it. The bottom line is, it's worth it. The question is, is it worthwhile to buy mortgage protection? It largely depends on your specific need. If you're a homeowner with underlying health condition that could affect your long-term well-being, if you're employed at a high-risk job, or if you're a young person having difficulty getting approved for a life insurance policy, mortgage protection insurance could be a great way to provide you and your loved ones with peace of mind. Okay? So take these things into consideration. Take it on board. I'll go it over for you one more time. If you're a homeowner with underlying health condition that could affect your long-term well-being, if you're employed in a high-risk job, if you're a young person that have difficulty getting approved for a regular life insurance policy, mortgage protection insurance could be a great way to provide you and your loved ones with peace of mind. There's someone out there that I'm speaking to that I don't know. And I'm going to ask that someone who's listening to me today that cannot get life insurance under normal circumstances, that is thinking about buying a home or have bought a home, to give me a call so that I can help you protect yourself and protect your family. If you feel as though your family would benefit more from being able to use the money . Give me a call. The insurance payout on things that are not covered. Okay? There's things that the payout does not cover, like bills, taxes, funeral costs, so we need to think about it, because these are things that comes up when we die or when someone expires. And what happens at that point? It's very simple. We need to have coverage. We need to have sufficient coverage, okay, to help our family and loved ones. When there's bills to pay, when there's taxes to pay, when there's funeral expense, final expense to be paid, it still needs to be covered. And again, mortgage protection insurance does not cover it all. It may make more sense to pursue a traditional life insurance rather than a mortgage protection insurance. And these are the things which we need to look at. We need to give into consideration, we need to give thought into, and understand. It's a great idea to make sure you understand the key vocabulary before jumping into the world of mortgage. Let me try that again. It's a great idea to make sure you understand the key vocabulary before jumping into the world of mortgage. If you're a mortgage, a person that's looking for a pre-approval on a mortgage, or you have a pre-approval in your hand, I recommend that you make the next step. Get pre-approved. Understand your options. When it comes to length of your mortgages, interest rates, taxes, insurance, very important. Don't take a good faith estimate on the face of it and say, this is it. It's not it. Ask the hard questions. Because when you sign those documents, you are left to make the payment. And the payment that you ask to me, does it cover everything? Do you have the protection you want? Getting a pre-approval is one thing. If getting a pre-approval is only for the mortgage and the other factors are not taken into consideration, then you're not making an informed decision. Protect your family. Okay? Give me a call. We will sit down. We will look at your insurance and see where you are. We will do budgeting together and understand where you're starting the journey on protecting yourself and your family. So we need to understand that. Okay? And I beg everyone, I beseech everyone. I mean, there's a number of mortgage companies out there. I'm affiliated with none. I promote none. I see adverts all the time. And I smile because I ask myself the question, when these people take the mortgages based on what is being advertised, what happened to the back end of the advertisement? How do they live? So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to ask each and every one of you to take a moment and take into consideration what we have discussed tonight. I must go into a commercial break at this time. When we come back, we will talk some more. Instead of mortgage protection, we'll talk about financial protection in our next segment. We'll talk about financial protection.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to our show. Thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Eugene Byers, on the Financial Talk every Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on Block Talk Radio and my Facebook Live. I thank you all for joining me over the weeks and months that we've been doing this. There's a number of people that have sent in questions. A number of people have joined us on Facebook and on Block Talk Radio. Welcome you all. Thank you for your questions. I will be answering it momentarily. And getting a great understanding for what's out there for you. I think that it's very important that you understand that. At this time, we're going to go into our financial protection. For those of you who are indicating on Facebook and texting, if we have time towards the end of the show, we'll get to your questions. If not, I'll be responding to them as I see them. Okay. Now, a financial protection. What is financial protection? How do we achieve financial protection? Financial protection is achieved when direct payments are made. Okay? To people. With financial hardship and does not threaten their living standards. Okay? Let's think about this for a second. Because it's very important that we understand what the main purpose is. Financial protection. to make the financial market work for consumers, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is there and available. Okay? And no one, or a lot of people do not utilize them. Their aim is to make consumer financial market work for the consumer. Responsible providers and the economy as a whole. They protect consumer from unfair, deceptive, or abusive practices and take action against companies that break the laws. Now, we're talking about protecting our loved ones. It's something that we need to understand in protecting ourselves for our loved ones. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, it's a U.S. government agency dedicated to make sure you are treated fairly by banks, lenders, and other financial institutions. I am aware of a case where a lender was treating a potential borrower unreasonably. Unreasonably. And that borrower went to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay? Because their job is to implement and enforce federal consumer financial laws to ensure that all consumers, not some, not most, not a chosen few, all consumers have access to markets for consumer financial products and services that are fair, transparent, and competitive. Fair, transparent, and competitive. Now, a lot of people in the community do not access these services. These services are there for one reason or the other. But no one understands, and no way I am working or affiliated with the Consumer Financial Protection. Okay? But they're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay? And they speak in more than 180 languages. 180 languages on an 800 number. Now, I think everyone should have this number in their Rolodex. Well, no one carries Rolodex but me. The diary, or no one carries diary anymore. Everybody put everything in their phone. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau phone number is 855-411-2372. You need to look at the services that your mortgage companies, okay, are giving you. You need to facilitate compliance. Okay? And the Bureau looks to prevent harm to consumer during the transfer of a residential mortgage. There's a number of predators out there. Let's not be fooled. There's a number of people out there that's providing unfair practices, unethical services. These people can be reported to the Bureau. There's a number of people that advances are being taken on them and they don't know where to turn for resolution because they're trying to provide a financial legacy for their family and they find themselves in the unique situation of vulnerability where advantage is being taken on them, but they don't know where to turn. And I'm telling everyone today, that Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a 21st century agency. It's a 21st century agency that implements and enforces federal consumer financial laws. We need to utilize it. We need to utilize their service. Engage them. You have a question, engage them. You're not sure, engage them. We're asking people that does not have the clear understanding. We're asking people that don't have the exposure to the risk involved. So, I put this information out there so everyone can have it. Everyone can have access to it. And everyone will be able to utilize it as they see fit. There's a number of things that can be sought through them. Okay? This is a government agency. Okay? They provide educational materials as well as they accept complaints. They accept complaints. You're not sure? They'll point you to the website that has the information for the consumer. It's your consumer protection. They supervise banks and lenders. Is your interest rate right? Is it really the rate you're qualified for? How do your lender do more? It supervises banks. It supervises lenders. It supervises large non-bank entities, such as credit reporting agencies and debt collection agencies. They work with credit cards and mortgage companies. They make loan disclosure clearer so consumers can understand their rights and responsibilities. Give them a call. You have a question? Give them a call. 855-411-2372. It's a government agency, it's a branch of government that's independent. If you have a question with anything, these are your best friends. They will give you the information. They have nothing to lose. Their job is to make us comfortable. We have to protect our money. We have to look at what we're doing. Okay? We cannot let people take advantage of us when we're trying to build a financial legacy, okay? We need to empower ourselves with the information. We need to have that information to our fingertips. I use it. I have used it with my mortgage. And I got clarity from them. And, of course, lo and behold, my mortgage company was wrong. And I was right. So I'm telling you, They're out there. I had an issue with a bank. I thought was wrong. I thought a particular high street bank. Of course, you know, we don't call names on the show. But I think that the bank was having unfair practices. I was concerned. I called them up. And again, lo and behold, I was right. No, they couldn't get me to bank with Wells Fargo. Oh. But it's a fact. I won't bank with them. Now it's out of my mouth. I won't do business with them because I don't like the way they do business. So I got to serve, I got my situation resolved once I called the bureau. But what if I didn't call the bureau? What loss would I have suffered? The bank manager, the bank teller, the representative of the bank, or the back-end fraud department is not to do it all and tell it all for your money. Same for the credit card company. Same for the student loans company. Okay? So I need everyone to take those numbers down, take it into consideration, and use it because it's very important that we have it when we need it. We must file complaints and let it be investigated. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Who knows? We're talking about money. People losing money every day. Money is hard to come by. Okay? So we need to take these things into consideration when we're looking at protecting our legacy. Okay? When you file a complaint with the Bureau with nearly real-time information, okay, and the type of challenges consumers are experiencing, they get on the phone and they write to that company immediately. They provide consumer education. They create a clear rule of the company and take action against bad actors. They take action against bad actors in the marketplace. So you will get satisfaction. It's not calling and making a complaint and nothing happened. You will know real time what is happening with your complaint. They're there to protect you. You can make a complaint against a financial institution. You can make a complaint against a financial institution. Okay? We need to look at those things. I know many people have issues with banks and their money or concerns, and they're not getting clear explanations. Monies are being held up or taken away from them, and they don't know what's happening. They can do that. So there's also the Better Business Bureau, the Federal Trade Commission that you can go to. Okay? You can even look up your local attorney general, your local attorney general, and file a complaint. It's very important that we do these things. We have to stop losing money. We have to stop throwing away money. We have to stop allowing people to take our money, and we don't do anything about it. there's things like there are five regulations for consumer protection, five regulations, there are actual laws, okay? The Equal Credit Opportunity Act, There's a home mortgage disclosure. There's an alternative mortgage parity. Then there's the electronic fund transfer. Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. So we need to know these things. We live in the real world today. Life happens. There was COVID. There are a number of things that put us in different financial binds. What are we doing as a people? What are we doing for ourselves? Are we looking at what's out there and available for us to put things in place, to understand what's out there for us? There is SAFE, Mortgage Licensing Act. This is also the SAFE for the state that you live in. Okay? And there's a number of different laws to protect you when you take out a mortgage. Okay? Your Fair Credit Reporting Act, Truth in Lending. Don't tell me that you, the mortgage broker or the mortgage rep told you one thing, and when you get to the table, it's something else. He has to disclose that to you, not at the table, prior to. Look at your disclosure. Look at the law, what it says. When do he have to let you know? He or she has to let you know. There's a special rules act on practice. There's a Consumer Leasing Act. This is all where we expense money. Money comes out of our pocket. We need to protect it. The government have rules and regulations and laws in place to protect us for these things. We have to utilize it. I have one that's going to hit you right in the gut. How many people know there's a Truth in Savings Act? Regulation DD. I love it. I know someone, I wouldn't disclose any names at this time. I'll try my best not to let it slip out. That's won an action against a high street mainstay bank because of the Truth in Savings Act. The lender settled because they were wrong. This bureau have access available to everyone with a number of, this is the information age, consumerfinance.gov. You can go to the rules and policy, look at their final rules and policies, and you will see a number of things out there to protect the consumer, to protect you, the consumer, from the bank, the big bank, from everyone out there in the financial industry and beyond. As long as they're dealing with money, you can call them, one of the three, for beginners. So we don't only talk about protecting our finances. in a way where we only look at you, the consumer, what you have to do. Let's look at it from a different perspective. How do you shelter your dollars, cover your dollars, protect your dollars? Excuse me. Okay. So we need to look at that. We need to have that to the forefront. Now, some people say, why life insurance? Why life insurance is such a big protection? So I'm going to explain to everyone why life insurance, the benefits of buying life insurance policies. One, it gives you peace of mind. Two, provide life cover and financial security. Three, it offers tax benefits as per your income and tax act. Four, it helps you meet your long-term goals. Long-term goals. Now, I'm going to share some facts with you. Brace yourself for this one. This is hard fact. 90% of consumers say most people need some form of life insurance. Less than two-thirds of Americans actually have a life insurance policy. Less than two-thirds. 280 million active life insurance policies in the United States today. Of Americans have life insurance coverage. Only 60%. 66% of people would recommend life insurance to a friend. Only 66% would recommend it to a friend. So, my question is it beneficial to have a life insurance? I say yes. Financial protection for you and your family in the event of death. Okay? There are companies that provide financial protection for you and your family in the event of death, accidental loss, or extended illness or injury. There are companies out there that have life insurance, accidental death and dismemberment, business travel insurance, disability insurance that's available to everyone. We need to consider the financial protection for our family and our loved ones. There are multiple companies out there. There's a lot of choices available. But what I find that a lot of people are not utilizing it. What does life insurance offer? Financial protection. Tax benefit. Living benefit. While you're alive, you can still get up to 90% of the face value of your policy. That's why I say no one have enough insurance. Because if you become disabled and you have to use money from your life insurance, do you have enough? Yes, it have a death benefit. But what happened to the disability element of it? What if you become terminally ill, critically ill, chronically ill? It's very important that we look at that. And these things, my friends, my viewers, Mr. Adams, are very important that we look at it, we make an assessment, and do the best that we possibly can to be able to afford. There's policies out there starting as low as $15 per month for $500,000. I believe it's really important to consciously think about why you need coverage. If you don't, you will find yourself getting caught up in a race to get more and more money without ever knowing why. This is essential to your financial planning, setting goals that you will find is very easy in understanding as to how to build a financial legacy. Wealth building is very, very important, because when our golden years is upon us, it's a bit too late, because our income is different, our access is different. Life insurance ensures financial protection for a policyholder dependent in the case he or she dies or become terminally ill. Assured income life insurance is a financial security that assures income benefit that can help you pay your rent, pay your mortgage, pay your utilities, pay for your children's education. You can continue to live should anything happen to you and you become disabled. And if you expire, continue for your dependents. The tax benefit, I cannot stress this more. The maturity benefit are tax-free under Section 10 or 10D. The premium eligible for deduction under Section 80C. Your premium for your insurance comes back to you against your taxes. How many people tell you that? Your premium is yours. You getting coverage and getting back your money. It's a tax benefit. Liquidity. Most plans offer good liquidity. good liquidity after a lock-in period. That means you can encash the policy during an emergency. Have the cash available. Okay. Most life insurance have an investment tool. It helps you meet your goals, such as education. We got kids going back to school. How many of them have to take student loans? How many kids are leaving private school and going into public school because of affordability? Where is the provision? We spoke in the beginning of our segments, in the early days of our segment. You want to have a baby. You're planning to have a baby. The hard conversation in the relationship. It's very simple. Honey, did you go to nursery? we're both working parents, and think that's how we want to have the baby, being a bother to anyone because the child is our responsibility. That's having a reasonable conversation, one that a lot of people don't want to have. Did you put away money for future costs for the education of that child? Where is it coming from? Did you save for that in your young day? Your marriage? You know, the next question is, you know, darling, you know, your mom and dad, were they married? Because I would like to be married. And I'm only planning to do this once, you know, so I want to do the right way. And the right way for me is, you know, going to cost about X amount. So where is that money coming from? It's all in the planning process. I mean, you know, darling, we're living in a rental facility, a rent home. My ambitions dictate that I should own my own home in the future. What are we doing about that? Where is the money coming from for the down payment, the closing costs? Where do we want to live? These are things we have to take into consideration. But these are monies that we can build into life insurance. We can save into our life insurance. Tax free. Planning for our retirement. Where you want a retirement? We want to retire, babe. How are we going to live when we retire? How will we subsidize our Social Security income? Many of us don't have a pension. We have to create our own retirement. Traditional endowment plan. All for a built-in guarantee. And maturity benefit. It's built in. Give me a call. It can't hurt. You have the ability to access a loan facility. You can take a loan against your policy without jeopardizing the benefit. This comes in handy in an emergency. Now, when we, back in the days when my friends and I, we would talk about borrowing from the wife or borrowing from the husband. But now we're in the unique situation where we can borrow from ourselves. We know women are used to putting away, talking away, as you would call it. The women always have the money, you know. Or the men depend on the relationship. Vice versa, they can borrow. But no, you're borrowing from yourself. You don't have to ask anybody. You can borrow from yourself as a policyholder. There's an emergency. You need money. What do? You pick up the phone, you call the insurance company, and you borrow against your policy. No one knows. Your emergency is your emergency and not an emergency for general consumption. Life insurance is therefore an assurance that your loved ones have an assured income at regular intervals, even when times are difficult. I got a question for everyone. Isn't that what wealth also means? If wealth is meant for emergencies, regular income, assuring income, and life insurance offer the ability to facilitate that, don't you think that we need it? We need to have financial protection. We need to have wealth protection. Okay? So this brings us to the old question. Wealth or protection? Wealth or protection? Let's go back to a life insurance agent. As a life insurance agent, I saw how clients who did not live from paycheck to paycheck still buy life insurance. Wealthy folks worries about money too. Not because they're wealthy, they don't worry about money. Maybe just on a different scale. Wealthy folks worry about money, but on a different scale. How families will continue if the primary breadwinner pass away is a relevant concern across the income group. So this is the answer. Let me give you guys the answer. You may have wealth. You may have wealth, but your family still needs protection. And that is something an insurance plan can ensure. So I'm going to do it one more time. You may be wealthy. You have it. But your family still needs protection. Family still needs protection. And that is something a life insurance plan can insure. My friends, my listening audience, my viewing audience, I would like to share with you, without any reservation, that financial protection is imperative to have for your family. The tax advantages that's available to you, I feel, in my expert opinion, that you should utilize it because it's very, very important to know that our loved ones who are solely dependent on us needs to be protected. I'm also a true believer that an informed consumer makes the best decisions. I'm also a believer financial protection is not only with life insurance. Many of us have annuities from our old jobs that are just sitting there doing nothing, getting the bare bone minimum. As long as you're no longer with the company and you have a 401k or a 403b, you can roll it into an OT. You can roll it into an OT. You can roll it into a life insurance. Look at the proceeds of funds. Look at your paid premium. Look at the policy lump sum. Look at your liability. Look at the investment that you can make. Look at the debt benefit. Look at the beneficiary protection that you can provide for your loved one. And I say to you, give me a call. Let's discuss it in great detail. Let's get every question answered. Let's plan for the future. Protect your family. Protect your money. Protect your interests. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Because you heard my voice. You heard me. As a licensed insurance agent in multiple states, I can help you protect your investment. Look at inflation. Look at what's going on in the world today. Okay? You can look at your employee stock ownership plan. You have to understand it. Where are you and where you need to be? With this, I would close by saying thank you all for joining me. Thank you all for joining Block Talk Radio. Thank you all for being a part of our session tonight. I know that I was a bit selfish, and I will do better with sharing in the information, so that we all can do better and get to ask more questions. I will take your questions on Facebook, email, and I will respond to it at my earliest convenience. I thank you all for listening. I thank you all for being a part of Gene Byers Financial Talk every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Have a good night, everybody.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Jean at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.